So we got Frank Davey in the studio. He's with the Hixson Flight Museum, and they've got an event coming up. We're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to talk to Frank about the Hixson Flight Museum and about his past with aviation. And you were telling me before, you've been involved with aviation for a while, huh?
Well, oddly enough, I think Snoopy was the one that got me involved in aviation back when I was in high school, and his exploits with the Red Baron. And I knew just about everything there was to know about World War I aviation, and I decided at some point in time I wanted to fly, which meant I had to have a commission, I had to go to college, and was fortunate enough to get a Navy scholarship to Carolina.
And how did you come to the Hixson Flight Museum?
You know, I went to Carolina, got my degree, went to flight school, did my stint in the Marine Corps, was an air traffic controller for a while. I never planned necessarily on coming back to Chattanooga, but 20 years later, we're driving down Hixson Pike one day, and in my Z car, the tops are out, and I hear this engine, and I'm going, Jan, man, my wife, I said, if I didn't know better, I would say that's a T-28. I try to hunt this thing down, and I catch a glimpse of it landing, and sure enough, it was a T-28, and it was Pete O'Hare coming in, who's now the acting director of the museum, and this was back in 2010. And he lands, and I get out and go meet him. And, you know, the first words was, hey, come on up here and step into your office. And I'm going, I like the sounds of that already.
So yeah, for someone that hasn't been to the Hixson Flight Museum, exactly what is it?
I call it a living museum. You know, unlike those museums that you go and you look at displays and you can't touch, not only do you get to touch, you get to feel, you get the smell. I mean, I was over this morning and getting checked out. We have a World War II era Jeep, and it just amazed me. It brought back memories of when I was in the service, and there was just a certain smell about driving in military vehicles, and it was still there.
Is there a particular form of aviation that the Hixson Flight Museum actually specializes in, or is it just a
well,
history?
Well, we have two flying T-28 aircraft. Now, I did my training in T-28s back in the 70s. These flew back in the 60s, and one of them even has combat where it had been shot and patched up, so it's even got, you know, it was in combat and it's got combat wounds, so to speak.
It's got style.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you have this event coming up, Wings, Wheels, and Water.
Yes.
What is that?
Our Wings, Wheels, and Water event, where we show off, you know, the aircraft. And people will fly in from wherever to show off their aircraft. We have a car show. Cars come in. I think the Corvette Club's coming. We know that the Model A Club is coming. And they compete for trophies. We got the plaques, the whole nine yards. And then I'm not too sure how this is going to work. We're trailering in boats. So that's the boat show, but some of the boat dealers are bringing in some boats. And
you say it's a fundraiser. What is it?
It's a fundraiser. Well, remember, we're a non-for-profit museum. So we need about $3,000 a month just to keep the doors open. So we ask for donations, and that's what this is.
So give us the particulars. When, where?
When? It is September the 14th. Which is coming up, I think, in 2 weeks. The museum is located at the Dallas Bay Airport. So we're going to park everybody on the south end of the runway. We'll have banners and directors.
So September 14th, what time does the event start?
Opens to the public at 10 o'clock. Till 5, 6 o'clock, we've got 200 motorcycles coming. We've got, there's a military vehicle collectors club out of Fort Oglethorpe. They're bringing their World War II vehicles over.
So September 14th.
September the 14th.
Starts at 10. And you're going to be able to see boats, cars, and of course,
airplanes. And you know, the big thing to me is, hey, get out there, you know, like I said, for a donation, get a ride in an airplane that normally you would never get a ride in. Said we need about $3,000 a month to stay in business, but what we make over and beyond that, we donate to the Children's Museum. In fact, we just presented them with a $2,000 check just a couple of weeks ago. So as we get better known, hopefully that amount will go up.
For more information on the Wings, Wheels, and Water event, you can visit HixsonFlightMuseum.org or like the museum on Facebook. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crow.